Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 18th, and trust you are well. And today we're in the 20th chapter of Isaiah. It's a short chapter of just six verses. And again, it's Egypt and Cush to the south of Egypt, where in Bible times very tall tribes lived, and there are references in Scripture to the tall people, and it's typically a reference to the Cushites in southern Egypt. And what's happening here, yesterday was a prophecy about the future of Egypt and a future judgment followed by a blessing. But that was way in the future somewhere, and rather difficult to work out exactly where in the future that judgment was going to be. We mentioned yesterday that some take it very literally in terms of the Six-Day War in 1967. But here in chapter 20, something's about to happen in the lifetime of the original readers that will make chapter 19 more believable. In other words, if they can see things coming true during their own lifetime, the things that are yet to come true are also true. That's the logic. And that's not the first time that Isaiah has done something like that. And so in the year 711 BC, the commander-in-chief, and you read this in 2 Kings 18, and he's called the Tartan, nothing to do with Scotland, he's called the Tartan. The Assyrians capture and conquer the Philistine city of Ashdod, and that's what you read here. And Ashdod had tried to make all kinds of alliances with neighboring, instead of trusting in the Lord, they had made alliances with other countries. Egypt are about to do the same, and that will be their history. It's also, and of course, those alliances come to nothing because they are conquered by the Assyrians. And it's a warning to Isaiah's contemporaries about the invasion of Israel in the north and its collapse. And it's also a warning to Jerusalem and the people of Judah when Assyria will make their entrance into Judah in the near future, which we'll read about when we come to chapters 36 and 37. Great archaeological excavations have been done in Ashdod. Thousands of skeletons have been found and dated to this incident that is being prophesied about here and that you can read about in history in 2 Kings. When God promises something, he will deliver it. That's the underlying message. Have a wonderful day.